10-minute stock trader takes calculated risks, understands that the treasure lies in knowing the data, doesn't guess at trading, follows their plan, doesn't blame others, takes responsibility, and knows why the market works. A 10-minute stock trader is smart. A 10-minute stock trader understands that they can make the world a better place. They spread joy to others. They follow their dreams. They build each other up. They use money as a tool, and they spend as little time trading and as much time living as possible. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room, where we take the guesswork out of trading. Hey, good morning, traders. How are y'all doing today? We have an exciting web class coming up today. This is the easiest trap to fall into with trading, and it's also one of the easiest to avoid. This is something that is near and dear to my heart. I have a few personal stories that I'm going to be sharing as we go through this, so I'm quite excited. So if you're here, let me know by saying hi, because I have no idea. The systems don't tell me who's actually watching until you say hi. So I'd love to say hi right back to you. And for our 10-minute trading room members, they know there's a webinar challenge coming up, and I'm about to give them some free stuff. So how are y'all doing today? Be sure that you do have your pen and paper ready to roll, because there's going to be a lot of content here. A lot of things I want to make sure that you guys take notes on. That way, as you go into trading with us in the trading room or out there on your own, you have what we're talking about today ready to rock and roll. April's here. April is our most, I gotta tell you, there are days where I'm like, I am so grateful that April's on our team, because she is our customer service product manager, as well as the media coordinator. April is awesome. Thank you, April, for coming and watching. Donna is here. Good morning, Donna. Happy Friday to you. Yeah, I gotta tell you right now, with the market the way it is, I have personally seen the interest in people trading just plummet, but that's okay. That doesn't mean there's not opportunities. That just means that the people who don't need to be trading aren't trading anymore, which is probably a good thing. Also, I was watching this video on the internet yesterday, really interesting about the NFTs. And if you guys followed me for a while, I've been talking about what a terrible idea NFTs were at all. And this guy was talking about how he did so much more research than I ever could, and I really appreciated that. But it was basically a podcast, if you want to think about it. But he was talking about how as long as the line was going up, right, as long as the price was going up, that was a hot market people wanted to get into. But as soon as the line went down, as soon as prices start going down, people aren't as interested anymore. So yeah, now that we're in a bear market, a lot of the people who were trading over the last couple of years, they don't want to play anymore. But that's okay. There's still a lot of opportunities out there. So thank you guys for coming today. I really appreciate it. We're going to be going through so much today. So first, I do need to show you and talk to you about our legal disclaimer, of course. Now, with this legal disclaimer, I like to say it in this way. I once wrestled a bear with my bare hands. And of course, I beat him then in a game of chess. When I do push-ups, I don't do push-ups. I actually push the world down. I once beat Tom Brady in 3 Super Bowls because he sucks. I mean, what else can I say? And the moral of the story is you shouldn't listen to anything that I say, but if you do, you do so at your own risk. So with that out of the way, if you haven't already, let me know that you're here in the chat and where you're from, because I would love to say hi right back to you. And for this week's webinar challenge, Donna knows, and I think I messed up, I asked our members what they wanted. Did they want a bear market t-shirt, or did they want a bear market coffee mug, which I'm literally drinking out of the coffee mug this morning, the shirts in the laundry. But I gave them the choice of A or B. And honestly, I think on one day I said A was shirts, and on the next day, B was shirts. So I'm going to give my 10-minute stock traders the opportunity to pick. So all you got to do to win the webinar challenge is come watch live and invite one of your friends to watch live as well. It can be your spouse. It can be anybody. Just have someone else come and watch live and then let me know that you invited that person and just say, hey, this is Donna. Donna invited Rachel, and Donna says that she wants a t-shirt. That's on your way. So that is the plan for the webinar challenge. Thank you guys so much for being part of the crew. It honestly is my pleasure to spoil you guys with every chance I get. So I want to talk real quick what a 10-minute stock trader is. Now, a 10-minute stock trader takes calculated risks. They understand that the treasure lies in knowing the data. They don't guess at trading. They follow their plan. They don't blame others, and they take responsibility. But most of all, they know why the market works. A 10-minute stock trader is smart. A 10-minute stock trader understands that they can make the world a better place. This is not just trading. This is a lifestyle. They spread joy to others. They follow their dreams. They build each other up. They use money as a tool. And my personal favorite thing, they spend as much time living and as little time trading as possible. So if that sounds like you're in the right place, let me know. So on today's agenda, we have three core areas, and it's definitely going to be story time today because there's a couple things that I really want to focus on. The first thing is, number one, the hard lesson that I learned about what was supposed to be an easy trade. Secret number two, how to avoid losing 10% or more the moment you put a trade on. This blows people's mind, but it's really, really true. And number three, apply these five ludicrously easy steps so you can avoid being the bag holder. So if you're in the right place, let me know by saying yes in the chat box and then going to the share buttons down below and sharing this with someone else. The cost of admission is free today, but I would really appreciate it if you could share this with somebody that you think needs to see this as well. Hang on real quick. I need to grab a copy of my book, The Secret Investing Book, because we're going to be talking about a couple of concepts that are in this book today. So let's move into the web class here. So if you think that sounds great, let me know by typing yes in the chat box. And as we go, please be sure to ask questions. There's going to be a lot of content, a lot of things to cover. Like I say, be sure to have your pen and paper so that you can take notes, because this is good stuff. This is stuff I learned by spending my hard-earned money to learn the hard way. And I want to shortcut that Wall Street tuition for you. Oh, Rudes is here. Rudes is my podcast manager, and she is amazing. Rudes, thank you so much for coming. All right, so please be sure to ask questions. Now, today, I'm going to be giving you $5,488 worth of trading education for free. More to come later on that, but my 10-minute stock traders know all about this. But promise me you will not use these powers for evil once you see how to trade in 10 minutes a day. And when you become, just like us, a hashtag 10-minute stock trader, it's going to change your life, and I completely mean that. Because, again, I'm going to show you the process, but it does not guarantee that you'll be profitable. Now, Richard Dennis is one of the greatest traders of all time. I learned an immense amount from his works. I didn't learn directly from him, but from his works. And he said, I always say you could publish the rules in a newspaper and nobody's going to follow them. The key is consistency and discipline. Right there, consistency and discipline. The world-class traders that I learned from all have one thing in common, and that's they have the rules. Not only do they have the rules, but they follow the rules with consistency and discipline, just like Richard Dennis was talking about. Now, I'm going to give you the rules today, which is why you're going to need pen and paper. I mean that. But listen, rules are boring. Rules are mega boring. But if hedge funds that are blowing up this year had these rules, they wouldn't have blown up. If the new traders that were out there in the market over the last couple of years had these rules, they wouldn't be blowing up. If the market participants, if the traders that were out there right now had these rules, there would still be a lot more people trading and a lot less regrets out in the marketplace. So rules are boring, but rules can make you money. Brian, good to see you, man. Glad you made it. And yes, tons of slides today on purpose. But there's short slides like this. So I need you to promise me one thing. That you're going to have consistency and discipline to follow the rules. Because when you follow the rules, just like we're talking about here, you'll be trading like the greats, the legends in trading that I learned from. We're going to be talking about Mark today, the 1997 and 2021 U.S. investing champion. We'll be talking more about Larry Hight. He was the first billion-dollar hedge fund manager. This is Tom Basso, Mr. Serenity, market wizard Tom Basso. Then millionaire trading author, Steve Burns, the original market wizard himself, Jack Schwager, and the trend following pioneer, Richard Dennis. Now, I took their best lessons and I created a strategy to manage a portfolio in about 10 minutes a day. And Tom Basso, he told me when I told him this, he said he needed to learn from me because it takes him about 20 minutes. And I'm like, no. You, sir, are the trailblazer. I'm just following your footsteps. Now, my goal with today's web class is to show you, number one, the only way for you to become successful is through 10-minute trading. And I mean that because these are the rules. And the only way to do 10-minute trading is with the strategy that we use inside the 10-minute trading room. And I'm going to give you some of these rules today. So who am I? If you don't know already, my name is Christopher Yule. I'm the founder and head trader at 10MinuteStockTrader.com. Awarded top 100 people in finance twice. My company was one of global leaders in finance nominees. Top 10 iTunes investing podcast host. I've been on TV hundreds of times. And my company was nominated for one of the 20 most innovative companies for 2020. These are a few of the places you may have seen me on, like Benzinga, Yahoo Finance, things like that. And for 2021, the strategy I'm going to teach you part of today had 172.41% return, which was pretty awesome. But it didn't start out this way, right? I didn't wake up one day and turn into a great trader. I can tell you from about a decade of losing money, it wasn't that way, right? I grew up in a double-wide mobile home in rural Texas, and my parents still live there. And I went to school at a small college in Arkansas. And I tell you this because I don't have an Ivy League degree. I did not work on Wall Street. I don't have a hedge fund. Not yet, at least. But that is one of my life goals. And I say all that because I want you to know that you can do this. You can be a successful trader. But you cannot, under any circumstance, think that you know more than the market. So let me repeat that one more time. You cannot, under any circumstance, think that you know more than the market. Now, this next slide is going to drive you crazy because trading is easy. The execution is easy when you know the proven rules to follow. Doesn't mean you're going to win every time. But if you have the rules, you know when to get in, when to get out, and you can separate your emotions from your execution, trading gets a lot easier. So are you ready to learn the rules? And if you are ready to learn the rules, type yes in the chat box and we'll get started here. Hi, Dwight. Good morning. Glad to see you. Maria, glad you made it. Don't forget 10-Minute Traders. The webinar challenge is, I decided because I honestly, I want to give you the best of both worlds and let you choose. If you bring one of your friends to the live webinar today, I will send you a Bear Market coffee mug or a Bear Market t-shirt, which is in the laundry. But either way, I want to help you guys out, hook you guys up, and send you some cool stuff. Michael Beeson, good morning, dude. Glad you made it. Rude says, yes. Jay, awesome. Glad to see you, my friend. So don't forget the webinar challenge. All you got to do is come and watch live, and then invite one of your friends to watch live, and I'll ship you out some cool stuff. All right. So this is the first section of the web class today, the hard lesson. The hard lesson that I learned about what was supposed to be an easy trade. Oh, man. Okay, so this is going to be Chris's story time. Sri R says, yes, awesome. Dwight says, thanks, Chris, for the welcome. Hey, you're welcome, my friend. This is a hard lesson that I learned that was supposed to be an easy trade. Iron Condor earnings trade. All right, so check this out. If you guys don't have a copy of the Secret Investing book, this particular slide right here comes directly from the Secret Investing book. Let me find the page that it's on real quick. From the neutral strategies section, it is on page 99. So this graphic is on page 99, as you can see right there. And if you don't have a copy of this, I give these away for free. Just go to secretinvestingbook.com and grab a free copy of it there. All right. So on this strategy, the Iron Condor. The idea when you trade these around earnings is to sell them before earnings, sell the Iron Condor before earnings, and then buy to close after earnings. That's the idea. You want to sell them when the implied volatility, when they're very expensive. You want to put on the trade when it's an expensive trade to sell, and then buy it back after earnings when it's a cheaper trade, right? So you're selling it high, you're buying it back low, and the idea is to take advantage of implied volatility. And I broke it down all in this graphic, all in the book right there on page 99. But the thing you got to know about this is that the people I learned to trade from initially, before I started learning from the market wizards and billion-dollar hedge fund managers, before I learned from the people who actually knew how to do it, they said that selling iron condors on earnings, that was easy money. I kid you not. I kid you not. And I'm going to get a little excited because this is personal experiences for me. They told me this was easy money. Just sell this before earnings. If it goes up, that's all right. No big deal. If it goes down, that's all right. No big deal. As long as it stays in this range here, you'll make money. All is good. It's the easiest money you ever made in trading. And you get it overnight. Oh, easy money. Now, I did this on Akamai. So AKAM was having earnings. I forget the year that it was having it, right? But I remember it was Akamai earnings. And I was like, hey, I would like some of that easy money. I would love some easy money. So I was like, all right, let's put this trade on. And it worked, right? It worked. The next day, Akamai opened between these two points here. So it was still in the profit zone. And I'm like, hey, this is great. This is awesome. This trade that I just put on was easy money. I knew it. Oh, I'm a genius. But you can probably tell that that's not how it ended. Okay. So I assumed that the trade was over because the next day I woke up, it was between these two points. Good to go. So I sold the iron condor. I don't remember exactly, but let's say I sold it for a dollar and I had $4 in risk, which you can see right there is not a favorable risk return relationship. Now, at this stage of my trading career, I would rather risk one to make four than risk four to make one. But with this in mind, I knew I had to exit because if I didn't, my potential $1 earnings would turn into $4 losses. That was in the back of my mind. So I knew I had to exit. The problem is that I couldn't get filled. I could not get filled to close the trade. I put on the trade. That was the easy part. The next day, it landed exactly where it needed to. The trade was executed flawlessly. But there was a huge problem. The problem is I could not get filled to close the trade. So I sold it for a dollar, looking for 50 cents, right? And of course, this is option contracts here. So when a dollar, it basically means 100, 50 cents meaning $50, okay? So I put it on for a dollar, thinking I could take it off for 50 cents, easy money, right? Easy money. But I couldn't get filled at 50 cents. So I tried getting filled at 40 cents, and that wasn't working. So I tried getting filled at 30 cents, and that wasn't working. And I tried getting filled at 20 cents, and that wasn't working. Now, keep in mind, I had $4 in risk, and at this point, just trying to make 20 cents. So trying to make 20 bucks on $400 of risk. That risk return is way out of balance. So I sold it initially for a dollar with $4 in risk. And I'm just begging at this point, just give me a 10 cent gain. I executed the trade flawlessly. Just give me something. But I just couldn't get filled. I could not get filled. And I knew the risk, right? It was a monster right behind me saying, you got $4 in risk on this trade, Chris. You've got to do something. You can't sit here and do nothing. You need to close this trade. Otherwise, this monster is going to come eat you, which always happened to me when I was doing these trades. I don't know why, but it did. Maybe that happened to you too. So I knew the risk and I knew I had to get out. So I was like, all right, fine. I'm just going to put on a market order. Now, I remember this part specifically because I'm driving up the road. It was raining. I was in my, at the time, I had a Chevy HHR. I'm a small car guy. And this was my first car I had out of college. And I was driving up the road. And I remember going over the bridge into the city where I lived. And I remember going, fine, if I can't get filled with limit orders trying to get a profit target, I'm just going to put on a market order because I got to get filled now. Because that monster was coming behind me. I'm driving down the road trying to trade, which is a terrible idea. So I went from a limit order of 10 cents of winning to a market order just so I could get filled. Now with the market order, you're filled on the next execution, period. Whatever that is. So I put on this trade knowing the risk. I put on this trade and executed it flawlessly. I was good to go. I was 100% correct on the trade. And I want to stress this. I nailed this trade. It was exactly textbook what should have happened. So that's why I said, fine, I'll just put on a market order. I'm driving down the road. And I look at my phone. And instead of seeing, you know, a 50 cent win, 40 cent, 30 cent, 20 cent, 10 cent win, I see a $1.20 loss. And I'm like, what? How? It's set up exactly right. It was still within the profit zone here. How in the freaking world did I have a $1.20 loss? I was 100% correct on the trade. Nailed it in every single direction. But it was filled on the next execution on an illiquid option chain. So at that point, I basically had no chance. I had no chance whatsoever of getting in and out of this trade with a win. No chance. Well, I didn't know that. I had no idea. I watched a winning trade turn to a loser. Not because the strategy was wrong. Not because the execution was flawed. Because I couldn't get filled to close the trade. This is one of the most impactful lessons I ever got in trading, because there was no reason it should not have worked from the strategy perspective. But from the market participants who were actually taking the trade, nobody wanted the other side of this trade. Couldn't blame them. I nailed it. Nobody wants to be on the wrong side of that trade. I was 100% right on this trade, but I let it turn into a loser and it blew my mind. Totally blew my mind. Changed everything. That one trade changed like literally the entirety of how I traded after that point on, because I realized how important liquidity was. This is one of those things that nobody talks about, right? They want to talk about the wins. They want to talk about, you know, sometimes they'll talk about losses. I'm one of the few that actually are open about my losses. But nobody wants to talk about the boring stuff like liquidity. But if you don't have the liquidity, you can't execute the trades. You cannot literally execute the trade. It's like plugging a plug into an outlet and there being no power, right? I'm doing it. I'm doing it over and over, but there's nothing on the other side. There's no power coming through here. That's why when we trade, liquidity is top of the pyramid. Now, it's laid out here because we start with 500 stocks, right? And then we go to a few dozen in the charts. Then we go to a few less in the relative strength. Then we go to a few less after they pass the back test. But if it does not have liquidity, we do not trade it. And I want you to start having that thought of, if there's not liquidity in this stock or in this option, I don't trade it. So here's the key takeaway here. So be sure to write these things down as we go. The key takeaway is that you can be 100% right on a trade, just like I was. yet you can still lose money if you cannot get out of the trade. You can be 100% right and still lose money if you can't get out of the trade. So does that make sense? Very, very cool. All right. Let me catch up with the chat real quick. If you have questions, please type them in the chat box. I would love to answer those questions. Jay, my friend Jay, he's in New York, in Staten Island, I assume. Watching with your brother and sister-in-law. Very cool, my friend Jay. So Jay, in the chat, if you don't mind, just typing in if you would like the t-shirt or if you would like the coffee mug. And then April, please send Jay what he's requesting there. On our dime, of course. Brian says, easy come, easy go with that money. No doubt. Maria invited Alexa. Very cool. Hey, Maria, if you could in the chat, please let us know if you would like the t-shirt or the coffee mug. And we'll get that sent out today. Mondo asks, so in options chains, what's a good open interest number? Or do you look at volume? Oh, Mondo. You're in the right place, my friend. We will be coming exactly that. We will be covering exactly that here in a few minutes. So stay tuned for that, Mondo. Wayne, Jay invited you. Very cool. Jay, you rocked it today. Way to go, my friend. You are welcome. You are welcome. Okay. Speaking of coffee mugs, get the Bear Market coffee mug out. All right. So let's move into the next section here. This is how to avoid losing 10% or more the moment you put a trade on. Oh, I've been there. Let me tell you, I've been there. This blows a lot of people's minds, but this is one of the reasons you need to be aware of what you're trading. And I'm going to show you with in the third section here, the five-step criteria that we look for. But this is how to avoid losing 10% or more on the moment you put a trade on. Maria wants the Bear Market coffee mug. You got it. Now, this is a lesson that I learned from billion-dollar hedge fund manager Larry Hite, the first billion-dollar hedge fund manager. Strategy plus rules equals risk management. All right, your strategy for risk management plus your rules is how you use the risk management, right? And if you don't have a strategy for your risk management, and if you don't have rules, then you don't have risk management. And that honestly is as important as anything. It could be the top thing as a trader is to keep your risk management in check first and then search for those profits second. Because if your risk gets out of control, like, let's say, for example, and this was a strategy for when I first started trading, long before I learned from people who knew what they were doing. I would risk, in fact, we could go back to the earnings example, right? Risking four to make one, okay? But most of the time, I would actually risk four to make 50 cents, so half of that. So if I was wrong one time, so if I was wrong and I lost the four, I would need to get 8 50-cent trades in a row, right, to make up for the one loss. That's why risk management really is paramount over everything. Because you dig a hole and you got a big mess to dig yourself out of. But one of the things you need to know with risk management is needing to know when to skip a trade. Like I said, liquidity is paramount here. Before we do anything else, before we actually put on the trade, if it doesn't pass liquidity, we don't trade it. If it does not fit our risk profile, we don't trade it. So this is how to avoid losing 10% or more on a trade the moment you put it on. So here what we're looking at is the bid-ask spread. Okay, and this is SPY. I took this morning before the market opened, so it's going to be changed. And even here, usually during the day, it's about a penny wide. But after hours, it was about 9 cents wide, right? So you can look anywhere on the options chain and you can see it's a few cents wide, no big deal. The ask price is what you pay to buy something. The bid price is what you sell that something for. So let's say, for example, if you want to buy the option at 10:04, in order to sell the option to get right back out, you have to sell it for $9.95. That's not awesome, right? You're buying at 10:04, and if you immediately want right back out, you have to sell it for $9.95. That's not cool. But that's part of the markets, okay? There's always going to be a differential in the bid and the ask. So let's look at an example here. When I trade puts, I like to trade deep in the money puts. So if we're looking at this put here, if I wanted to buy it, it'd cost me $11.86. And if I wanted to turn around and sell it, it would cost me, or I would make $11.75. So there's a 9 cent spread there, which is tight. That's okay, right? So 9 cents divided by the 11.86 gives you about 75 basis points. Between those 2 points, you'd have to give up less than 1% to get in and out, which sucks, but part of the game. 75 basis points shouldn't be a big deal, really. Now let's take a look at what an unhealthy bid-ask spread looks like, okay? Look down here, right? Basically the same place in the SPY, a couple dollars in the money. It's $4.50 to sell it, $5.50 to buy it. It's a dollar wide. If you want to buy it, it's going to cost you $5.50. If you want to sell it, you're only going to make $4.50 back. So you immediately are out a dollar. You're immediately out a freaking dollar on every single trade you put on before you've done anything. Now that dollar is worth 18% of the price of the option. If you bought it for $5.50 and you wanted to sell it to close the trade, you would lose 18% right there. Right off the bat, you're down 18%. The difference in the cost to buy and the difference in cost to sell the exact same option is 18%. Now, the way you avoid that is you look for stocks with tight bid-ask spreads. That's how you avoid losing 10% or more the moment you put a trade on. Because if you put on the trade and then you need to get out of the trade a moment later, if you're using AKAM, which is the one that I lost tons on, you would lose 18% the moment you put on the trade and the moment you took off the trade. So let's do a few live examples, if that's okay with you guys. Let me pull up my screen over here. All right. So these are live, right? As of right now, these are live prices here. So let's look at AKAMI, or AKAM, Akamai. At the moment, we were just looking at the strike was the 91 strike. At this moment, the market's been open for 6 minutes. The 91 strike is not $1 wide anymore. It's $2.20 wide a second ago. $2 wide. $2 wide? Are you kidding? Let's go to SPY. And in the chat, type in any stock. Go for it. Any stock you want in the chat. Right? This one in the SPY, 7 cents wide. Between the bid price and the ask price, 7 cents. Let's go to Tesla. Tesla is about $2 wide. Let's go to Nike. This is 45 cents wide, 30 cents wide. Brian wants to look at WFC, Wells Fargo. That's weird. Hang on. Sometimes the option chains are weird. As far as the strikes that show up, we'll go back to it real quick though. A dollar. Oh man, Brian, this one's huge. Look at this. 41 strike. So it's only a $41 stock or $37 stock. 10% of the value of the option right there. And then the difference between the two is over a dollar. I ain't trading that. I don't know why anybody would want to trade that. So that's the point. You can look at this quickly, very quickly, to see the difference. You can look very, very quickly to see the difference in the bid and ask price, the cost to sell it and the cost to buy it. You don't want to be losing 18% the moment you put a trade on. So here's the key takeaway, right? To avoid losing the 10% or more, you're going to look for stocks with tight bid-ask spreads. Tight. I like 50 cents. 50 cents is my absolute maximum. But that's usually on higher price stocks. Most of the time, 10, 15 cents, part of the trading business. But at no point in time should you ever go for more than 50 cents. Ever on any stock. So does that make sense? Does that make sense, right? I want to know if you guys are understanding this, okay? Let me know if you're getting this. Type yes in the chat box if you understand. Or if you're having a question on this, please let me know. And be sure to take notes. These are like, this is legit lessons you've got to know if you're trading. If you're putting trades on and not thinking about this step, you are basically looking for trouble. So let me know if you're getting this. Type yes in the chat if you're getting this. And also let me know if you have any questions. We're focusing right here on the bid and ask spread. So let me know if you have any questions. But let's move into the third section. If you have questions, I will come back to it. Donna says that she gets it. And I'm really glad, Donna. Thank you for that. We'll move into the third section here because I want to teach you the five ludicrously easy steps to avoid being the bag holder. Dwight gets it. Perfect. I want to show you the five ludicrously easy steps to avoid being the bag holder. Now, with the trade, with any trade, there are only four possible outcomes if you're a successful trader. One's a big win, two's a small win, three's a break even, four is a small loss. Nowhere on there is big loss. You must avoid big loss at all circumstance. Now, that's if you do everything right. Okay? And you're putting yourself ahead of the curve. You're putting yourself already further than a lot of traders who have no idea what they're doing by following that simple four outcomes here. By knowing the bid ask spread needs to be tight. Now, here's the five-step test that I use daily in the trading room. Every single day in the trading room, when we look to put on a trade, it must pass these five criteria. If it does not pass one of these criteria, it's off. We don't look at it. We don't come back to it. Number one, does the stock trade with 1 million shares of average daily volume? If you haven't been writing notes, this is the time. Because I'm giving you the sauce right here. If the stock does not trade with at least 1 million shares, we don't trade it. Now, you can get that information from barchart.com by going to the volume leaders list. And I'll show you exactly. Barchart.com, go to stocks, and then volume leaders. So barchart.com, stocks, volume leaders. You go there, and it's going to show you in real time, the volume of what's being traded. Now, as the day goes on, these will fill in. These will grow, right? This will never go down there during the day. It's only going to go up. I wonder if I can pull up yesterday. I don't know. It looks like it's just live. Anyway, the point is, you're looking for stocks that have at least 1 million shares traded. Like Boston Scientific, as of right now, has 424. That's not one you want to be trading. But something like Revlon has 15 million. Advent Technologies has 5.3 million and growing. Okay? You have to have at least 1 million shares traded daily. Then, if you're going to use options, I really, really, really would recommend going and starting from the most active options list. Right. If you're going to trade, you need a list of names to trade from. Make sure that the one you're trading is on the most active options list. Now, to get to there, you go to options, most active options. Now, I use this daily. So barchart.com, options, most active options. And clearly, I have nothing to sell you on this. This is not my website or anything. Barchart.com, most active options. And that's going to give you what is trading the most. So I think this may have been yesterday. So let me see if I can refresh for this morning. Cool. So you can see the options volume here. You want to get the stocks with the most options volume. Mondo says that much, so there's plenty of liquidity. Yes, exactly, Mondo. So you don't get in a situation like I was just talking about where you're stuck in the trade. You need the liquidity to get in, and you need the liquidity to get out. And by trading in something that has high liquidity, you're not going to have that stress. It's just going to go. Bob says yes, or Dwight says yes, by the way. Brian says, Revlon filed for bankruptcy. How would you consider buying this stock? I wouldn't consider it. When you get news like that, I was just like, no thanks. It's off my list. Because nobody really knows what's going to happen. Clearly, there's a trend one way or another. But I don't trade news, as you know. Brian knows. We don't trade news. We trade what is given to us. We trade what we see. So yeah, for Revlon, it's not one I'm going to trade. But some people will, right? Clearly, because that's the highest traded one out there, and it's $3. But it's up 53% today. Yeah, not my style of trading. But for somebody, they're enjoying that. All right. So now you found the most liquid options, and you found the most liquid stocks. Okay, so that's number one. It needs at least 1 million shares traded daily. So write this down. Don't skip out on me. Write this down. Next, you need to pick the right option chain for your strategy. Okay, now, this is going to take a little bit of homework on your side. It's going to take a little bit of homework on your side because, A, number one, you need to know what strategy you're trading here, right? I don't know that. You know that. You need to pick the right option chain for your strategy. So how do you pick the right option chain for your strategy? You need to review your results first, okay? The first question you need to ask yourself is how long are you holding on to winning trades? Not losing trades. We're not even looking at that. How long are your winning trades? How long are you holding them? I keep meticulous records on every trade I make, so I know when I get out, when I get in. When I get in, when I get out. So this is easy for me to know. But if you're not keeping records, you need to do so. It can be on paper. It can be in a spreadsheet. It can be anything. But you need to go back and you need to review your results and say, okay, I have these winners. How long on average am I holding them for? For me personally, I keep my winners for about 6 to 7 days. Now, losers, like 1 to 2. You know very quickly if your trade's going to be a loser and you got to get out. But a winning trade, you can hold as long as it's going to go. So if you're buying options. Now, I learned this from the head options trading educator at TD Ameritrade. He's not there anymore. His name was Rance Meshack. And he was on the podcast several times. And one of the things that he talked about was if you are buying options, you want to go 2 to 3 times as long as your average winning time. Because you want to give that time to work, right? If you're buying an option, you want to let that run as far as it can. So you want to run for 2 to 3 times as long as your average option winning, 2 to 3 times as long as your average winning trade. So you go for the option chain that's 2 to 3 times as long as your average winning trade. That makes sense. I think it does. But if you're selling options, because go back to our example with the Iron Condor, risking 1 to make 4, you have greater risk when you're selling options than you do when you're buying options, right? With an options that you buy, you're limited to what you paid for it. On selling the options, you're limited by the spread. If you have a spread, or if you're selling options naked, there's undefined risk. Don't ever do that. So if you're selling options, you want to keep the risk on the trade half as long. So for me, if it's 6 to 7 days, I want less than that. So if I'm buying, I look to go 21 days or more. That's 2 to 3 times as much as an average winning trade for me. If I'm selling options, because I like to do broken wing butterflies, I love those. And if I'm selling those options, I want to go for 3 to 4 days until expiration, because then it's over with. So the second thing you're going to need to know is pick the right option chain expiration for your strategy that you're using. You can combine strategies, of course. So number one, Does it have a million shares of average volume? Number two, pick the right option chain for your strategy. Pick the right option chain, not just anyone. Number three, if you're going to trade, you need to go for at least 250 plus open interest. Mondo, there's the answer to your question. At least 250 plus open interest on that strike. On that strike, not any strike, that one particular strike. So here is the option chain from earlier with the healthy bid ask spread. Okay, this was SPY, and I changed this to open interest. So it's no longer the, this is the open interest, right? Most of all of these, let me move my head out of the way. Most of all of these are over 250. There's one here. And these here, way out of the money. Those are the only spots that have less than 250. So anything else on here is going to have enough liquidity for getting in and out. Now let's go to the Akamai option chain. Do you see the difference here? Do you see the difference? Zeros. There's two. Zero, five, two, four, zero, four, two, 10. Zero, 10, 60, 30, zero. If I had known this, I would have never made that trade. Because there's not enough people who want to trade with me. Game changer, right? Your open interest is people who are actively trying to get filled. And if there's nobody trying to get filled, there's no trade to make. Not on this stock, for example. Like I said, you're doing that so you can get filled. So number one, does the stock have at least a million shares average daily volume? Number two, pick the right option chain for your expiration. Number three, go for at least 250 plus open interest on the strike that you're choosing so you can get filled. Now, number four, you want to go for less than 50 cent bid ask spread. We talked about bid ask spread earlier. This is where it comes into play. Less than 50 cent bid ask spread. This is exactly our example earlier of 9 cents wide. That's a healthy bid ask spread. The highest open interest in the money right here has 23, and it's a dollar wide. Okay, that is a very unhealthy bid-ask spread. So go for less than 50 cents bid-ask spread. 50 cents is my absolute maximum. I don't like 50 cents, but sometimes you can get it. Now, the fifth and last one, and if you've really got to be taking notes on these, take notes. This is important stuff. You want to look for 20% or less extrinsic value. 20% or less extrinsic value. Because this will erode to zero. Let me talk about that a little bit more. Look for 20% or less extrinsic value. Because it will erode to zero. I have more detail on that in the Secret Investing book. Talking about intrinsic and extrinsic value. But we're just going to focus on extrinsic value right here. This will erode to zero on every single option. Not the out of the monies, not the in the monies, not the calls, not the puts, all of them. All of them. Every single option has some value of extrinsic value, some amount of extrinsic value. And on every single time, it will go to zero. At expiration, zero, period. All that will be left is intrinsic value. That's how deep it is in the money. So if you're buying options, like I said, I like to go for 21 days to expiration. And I want to pay as little extrinsic value as possible. So let's go back to Akamai here. I changed this to, instead of being open interest, now it's the extrinsic value. Okay. So it has $1.46 of extrinsic value. $1.46. And the stock or the strike is only $5.50. So if I'm paying $1.46, which is going to erode to zero, fact. And the actual value that I'm paying for this is $5.50. That means 26% of the price of the option is extrinsic. 26% of the price of this option will be worthless. Now let's go a step further. Everything out of the money will decay to zero. So while this has $1.46 of extrinsic value, everything out of the money is all extrinsic value, 100%. So unless this goes in the money, we're talking puts here, unless this goes in the money, these will be worth $0. This is not like stock, where, you know, if you buy it at 100 and it goes down to 95, you can still get out with $95. No, if you buy it at 220 and it does not go in the money, you don't get 215 back. You get $0. I didn't understand that when I first started trading. Oh, I wish I had. Everything out of the money will decay to zero. So you want to spend as little extrinsic value as possible. So that's it. Those are the five ludicrously easy steps to avoid being the bag holder. Okay, so let's go through them one more time. Make sure you have the notes here, okay? So number one, at least 1 million shares average daily volume, at least. I showed you where you can get a couple lists from that help with that. Number two, pick the right option chain for your strategy. You're doing that so that when you get there, you can look for open interest when your strategy and your open interest align, okay? So you need 250 plus open interest. Then on that one that has 250 plus open interest, make sure that has less than 50 cents bid ask spread. So you're not having to pay extra to get in and pay extra to get out. Number five, look for 20% or less extrinsic value, which does take a calculator. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you and say it's the easiest thing in the world, but it does take like 1.3 seconds to type in 146 divided by 550 equals 26. Okay. That's too expensive. I'm moving on. So see how fast that was. So those are the five ludicrously easy steps to avoid being the bag holder. Now, here's the key takeaway, okay? The key takeaway that you're going to need to know. You need to stack the bid-ask spread and the extrinsic value. When you stack these two pieces together, you'll find the option with the best liquidity. Now, this is not something that I take very lightly. As I've shown you, this is the top of the pyramid here. If it doesn't pass for me on those five steps, it does not get traded. So does that make sense? Let me know in the chat if this is making sense. I'd really like to know. Just type in yes if you're getting this, or let me know if you have any questions. I'm here for you. I love doing these web classes. I do these every other week. So this is so much fun for me. So let me know in the chat if you're here and you have questions. And let me know if this is making sense to you. I can wait for just a second. No problem. All right, but I also want to ask you, right? Do you think that you can do this? Because what I showed you is not complicated. Listen, I remember the first time I ever saw an options chain. I'll never forget it. I was sitting at my desk at work, and somebody told me about how you could trade puts to make money when the stock price goes down. And I remember pulling up an option chain, and I'm like, well, dang, I'm going to go trade some puts real quick. And I look at this screen, right? I look at this value, right? All these numbers all over the screen and just deer in the headlights. Like, what is this? I have no idea what all these numbers mean. I just want to make money. I remember that exact phrase going through my head. I don't know what all this means. I just want to make money. So I know that this can be a little daunting. And that's why I really take the time to go through all this and why I enjoy teaching this so much, because there's so much to learn, right? I'm still learning. Still learning. Hey, Ernie, he came off the beach today. Way to go, my friend. Glad to see you, dude. So I want to ask, you know, do you think you can do this? Of course you can. So type yes in the chat box, right? So that was today's agenda. The hard lesson I learned about what was supposed to be an easy trade. How to avoid losing 10% or more the moment you put on a trade. And number three, how to apply the five ludicrously easy steps to avoid being the bag holder. So like I was saying, trading is easy once you know how to play by the rules.
is from a consultation that I did with Kevon. I'm giving away free consultations for members of the trading room. And I just want you to hear exactly what Kevon says.
I'm watching these stocks today, and it's like I have Peloton and Fastly, and I'm looking at them and they're following the backtest as planned. And I'm like, I'm telling my friend Rob, and I'm like, yo, I'm happy. And he's like, why? I'm like, I finally found something, a setup that I can use. I can go in there. I don't need anybody. I can go in there and I can make the trade my own. I can follow your steps A to Z, and I can plan my trade. As you said, 10 minutes a day, no hassle, no headaches, ain't got a stress. And he's like, for real? So no, I have him taking the previous course that I took, because it laid a foundation for me. And I'm like, if you understand what these guys are teaching, then hop on over to Chris, because these guys are going to lay a foundation with the little fundamentals, like, you know, like the basics. Mm-hmm. And then you when you transition over to Chris, then you will start understanding a little bit more. So, you know, you put in the roof on now. They build the foundation. I did my little thing. You put in the roof. You know, I'm eventually going to learn how to put some furniture in the house. As you can see, it's empty. You know? So, you know, that's the goal, man. And I'm loving every minute of it. And the way you teach, it's simplified. And I ain't got to sit there and draw no trend lines. I ain't got to look for no breakout candlesticks. Like, which candle is this at the end of the day? Is it a doji candle? And I'm like, I'll never learn to read candlesticks pattern. Like,
you probably know candlesticks better than I do at this point. Yeah. I don't know anything about them.
I'm online on Amazon looking for a good, you know, candlestick, you know, book to learn to read candles. I'm like, I'm not learning none of this stuff. I'm just going to pay attention to what Chris is doing. I put the lines on there, and dude, I take screenshots of them and I look at them every day, because yesterday I was showing everybody, like I call all the guys, because I have all the guys that come in the group is the guys from my work. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Josh, Daniel, Chris, and Rob. You know, they happen on the live when you have, I invite them over and they love it. You know, I cool. got everybody, you know, asking questions. Daniel is on there asking a lot of questions. He actually went and got TrendSpider. So slowly, you know, everybody's coming to the table and, like, you know, want to learn, because step by step is no stress.
Do you want to take this to the next level? Right. Type yes in the chat box if you're ready to take this to the next level, because I want to do something awesome for you today. Let me ask you a question. Would you like my help in implementing this in your trading? That's where the 10-minute trading room comes in. This is will allow you to finally live the life you have always dreamed being a trader would be. We have daily live video calls, daily trade alerts, daily new trade setups, daily portfolio updates, daily market analysis, daily trading psychology, which is so important. And everything we trade together. So it's like getting a call from me personally every trading day, with what we're trading and why we're trading it, which is really the most important part, every trading day. Plus, you can get rid of all the fake gurus that you're still following on Twitter. I know I was really guilty of that. Spending hours searching on YouTube for the next YOLO stock, scrolling on Twitter. Everything we trade together. So as a member, you get everything. You get the daily video calls for free. Your membership includes the daily video calls for free, the daily trade setups, the portfolio updates, market analysis, trading psychology, all that's included for free. And then every other Friday, just like you're doing right now, we do live training and Q&A sessions, just like the one that you're watching right now. And we'll be building new courses together with your questions and your answers. That's so important to me. And these courses, like I said earlier on today, will be available for members only. You get to watch me personally showing you all the lessons that we use in these courses in our trading. And you can ask as many questions as you need, right? You get it all. He's showing you what's working today. And it's like an up-to-the-minute field report sent from the front lines of the cutting edge of trading. And then showing you how to model it in your trading fast. And the only way to have access like this would be if I were to sit in the same room with you and you were looking shoulder to shoulder, or looking over my shoulder with me every single day. Now, here's what a few of our members have said, right? Robert saying, your trainings and advice have accelerated my learning 10x. This allowed me to start doing things that were sometimes unthinkable. Listening to Chris is well worth your time, even if you're a seasoned investor. So who's this for? Well, it's for new traders. It's for experienced traders. It's for busy professionals, some side hustlers. Like, I know I've got a couple of my 10-minute stock traders in there who are side hustlers. And then parents who just want to trade while their kids nap. And if you've never traded before, don't worry. Is it okay if I over-deliver? As a member, you're going to get everything. You're going to get the live training video calls, and you're going to get the live training every other week with me. And what else do you need to be successful? How about my flagship course, the AI Stock Trading System? And in this, we go step-by-step on how to use artificial intelligence in your trading. And also, I'll throw in the Real Trades Case Study course and the Bullish, Bearish, and Neutral Option Strategy courses. So you'll be all set up there. And you're going to get all of that for free. As a member, you get everything included. That's the daily video calls, the live training and Q&A calls, and the full catalog of our best-selling courses. Okay? Well, I'm not. What else would you need to be successful? We have video courses. We have our private chat room. And you're going to be part of a small group of high performers that are across the world that share valuable information that the rest of the planet never discovers. You're going to get the latest cutting-edge trading tactics and strategies before anyone else knows about them, exactly like we talked about today, including the live video trade alerts, the live market analysis, the live portfolio analysis, the live trade setups, the live trading psychology. All of that is included, and the live training and Q&A calls, the live look over your shoulder trading setups, live trading courses built with your questions and your answers. All of this is included as a member. You get all of this. Plus, I'm offering this now as a member. You're going to get at least one free one-on-one consultation like what we showed in Kavon's video. And this is coming from me. Who am I? Here's a little bit about me, right? I went straight to the pioneers of successful trading. I learned directly from world-famous market wizards and billionaire portfolio managers. And last year, the first year of implementing our strategy, we had a staggering 172.41% return on the first year of execution. So I'm pretty excited to share that with you, right? You're going to get all of this, including the private one-on-one consultation with me, total value $5,488, right? Now, if all this did was finally set you up to see how real traders are profitable, do you think that'd be worth it? If all this did was help you shortcut the Wall Street learning curve, which hurts so bad, skip all those costly mistakes that most traders make and take years to figure out, would it be worth that? If all this did was give you the ability to model our trades and cut out the garbage that you see on the internet, you know what I'm talking about. Would it be worth that? So I had two choices. The first option was to go as cheap as possible to try and help, you know, everybody out there. But the thing is that there are lots of freebie-seeking knuckleheads, you know, the guys on Wall Street Bets, right, that really shouldn't be trading anyways. But the second option, which we went with, is the little higher investment in yourself, in the program. And in exchange, you get my time and my attention, and you're going to get you set up to get the success that you've always wanted. What would that one perfect trade be worth to you? Do you think that if you develop the trades like I did, you get the same results that I did? For the right person, this membership should pay you, clearly. If you're like most people, you would tell me you'd probably pay for years of membership with just the proceeds of one single trade. I know a couple of people have already done that. You probably tell me that everything else after that would just be gravy. And that's why I'm sending you our total trading system every month, right? I want to make this an absolute no-brainer for you. And I take a lot of pride in helping our members win big and avoid the big losers too. And that's why this is worth $5,488, because you're here today. You're now officially a 10-minute stock trader. I'm going to give you a monster discount. Of course, I wouldn't ask you to pay $5,488. The monthly cost of being part of the 10-minute trading room is only $147. That's it. That's like $4 a day if you think about it that way. You're going to get the daily live video calls with me. You're going to get the live training and Q&A calls. You're going to get the full catalog of our best-selling courses, and you're going to get a private one-on-one consultation with me. Total value, $5,488. And the monthly cost, like I said, it's only $147. You can boil it down to $4 a day. There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. You've got two choices, really. The first option is you do nothing and not take this leap of faith and continue to struggle, continue to search on YouTube, continue to search on Twitter, continue to listen to those fake gurus, the first option really is nothing changes. Or the second option, you invest in yourself. The second option is you learn how the market really works. The second option, you give yourself a shot. See if this works for you. Like I said, there's no contract. You can cancel at any time. But don't you think it'd be worth $147 to show me how we set up every single trade, every entry point, and every exit point? And like Kevon said earlier, step by step with no stress. Do you think it'd be worth $147 for you to come spend an entire month right here sitting next to me looking over my shoulder on every trade we make? Well, that's pretty much what it's going to be exactly like. I'm going to walk you through every entry, every exit, and why we do everything. Personally showing you what's working and what's not. The daily trade alerts are meant to give you that exact same experience. And here's something else to consider. Do you think it'd be worth $147 to jump online with me twice a month to get all of your trading questions answered, right? If you have any questions, just let me know. I got you. I'm here for you. I do this for you. That's what we do in the live training and Q&A calls. Plus, you can see your fellow members every day, and you can ask them what's working for them, right? And any of those scenarios sound like it might be useful to you, then this is clearly a no-brainer. You can still keep all the courses for free no matter what. You're going to get the daily trade alerts. You're going to get the live training and Q&A calls, the full catalog for our best-selling courses, and best really of all is to get you set up for success, the private one-on-one consultation with me. The work we do together can change everything. You know that. This can change your life. This is the wealth ripple effect that we're talking about. You'll be able to take our trade ideas and plug them into your account effortlessly because I show you exactly step by step. You connect with me and your fellow members on our live video calls every day, help you get the guidance and the focus that you need. So take this offer and become a member today. Remember, you're under no obligation. You can cancel anytime, and you can still keep all the gifts for free. And here's a couple other bonuses I want to tell you about. Here's three fast action bonuses if you sign up today. I wrote the Secret Investing Book, and I want to send you an autographed copy in the mail, plus the audiobook. I'm going to give you the step-by-step guide to our 10 Minutes to Freedom trading strategy, which we use every single day. And finally, our top stock list, which I update this every single day. So every day that you get this is exactly what we are doing in the trading room. So let me show you how to sign up real quick. Just go to 10minutetradingroom.com. Click this big blue button right here that says, click here to take the guesswork out of trading right now. Then you're going to go to the next page, and it's going to ask you a couple of questions like your name, address, and everything. Put in your credit card number to get started. Make sure that you put in your t-shirt size because I want to send you a hashtag 10-minute stock trader because you're going to be officially one of us, officially a 10-minute stock trader. So if you have any questions at all whatsoever, feel free to reach out to our team. We would love to help you out, love to get you set up, and love to get you as part of the 10-minute trading room. Thank you, everybody, for coming today. I hope that this was very enlightening, very useful, and I can't wait to see you inside the 10-minute trading room with us every single day, and in fact, later on today as we make our trades. Thank you so much. Hope to see you there.
So I saw that April has already mentioned that Jay and Maria's bear market mugs are ordered and on the way, so we're good to go. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming today. I hope you learned a lot. I really, 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 really hope you took notes because, like I said, this is what we use every single day in the 10-minute trading room to make sure we have the right liquidity. Ernie was saying it makes so much more time to be at the beach. Absolutely. Jay says thanks, and thank you all so much for coming today. Okay, back to the beach. See you later on today. Ernie, thank you guys so much for coming. Hopefully, I'll see you later on today in the trading room. Talk soon. Have a fantastic day.